Artist Diego Martinez, best known for his robot paintings, is born and raised in the El Paso Juarez border. His work features bright colors and is based on random thoughts and emotions that he's feeling, or metaphors depicting a personal experience or tribulation he's gone through. Today, my guest is artist Diego Martinez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
So, Diego, I feel like everybody knows you for the robot, whether they know it or not, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's been something I've been doing in this city for about 8 years, so they definitely have this attachment with me and the robot, and it's given me my signature, you know, it's given me my, kind of like my style. I can base a lot of things on just how I'm feeling. And, you know, it started off being inspired by my daughter. You know, when she was born, I was looking for children's artwork and, you know, and so it kind of just came at the right time.
And then the robot's just everywhere. I mean, wherever you are, the robot is.
Yeah. The city's awesome. Like, you know, they definitely want to see you do well. And there's a lot of love and support, especially from like Hell Marcus and, you know, Ode Brewing having that event, you know, just local business owners like Ruli's has their uniform with my robot. The pizza joint, Mal's been super supportive and has commissioned me to do pieces for the pizza joint downtown mostly. And, you know, the first time I made shirts for her, it was only like 7 shirts. And now I'm doing 60 shirts for all her employees. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So you see the growth. You see how, you know, then having the Tro Society event that was a success, you know, all pieces, they all got sold, and, you know, we were able to raise money for the Tro Society to be in schools and implement, you know, architecture and history about El Paso into the school system. There's a lot of giving, and, you know, the city is really willing to help you out as long as, you know, just staying consistent with the work and the output, you know.
How do you do that? Because it seems like you're always producing work. And I mean, you have a job, you have a family, mm-hmm. and then there's this art thing that you do, and it feels like you're always doing it. But how does it work out in your real life?
I don't really spend much time doing anything else. You know, I work in the school system, so this weekend, you know, I'm still going to be doing UIL judging, and then I work with Socorro ISD, and I judge on the weekends, and then, you know, during the week, you know, you just find time. If it's something that you love to do, there's always room for it. You know, whether that's doodling on paper and turning those into prints or shirts, or, you know, when you have time to do canvases. And right now, I think my output at ArtSpace was I had so many pieces that I was able to kind of put all those pieces into shows. And I've had a few shows with, you know, a few of my paintings. But you just keep going. You let your work speak for itself, and you just stay focused. And there's going to be times where you take like a break, and that's okay. As long as you see that there's like a purpose behind your work. And when you start believing in yourself a little bit, you know, and you start learning to kind of be like, okay, like there's reasons why I'm doing this. Or, you know, there's been times where I was just solely focusing on the artwork for 5 years. I just painted, didn't have like a real 9-to-5, you know. It's cool to be around students and kids, and it kind of even inspires you to paint a little more, you know, because everything around you kind of inspired me to keep going. And now, you know, I'm taking a little break, but I'm doing paintings with, I'm adding some dimension to it now, and I'm adding like a background and something I've never really done before.
It seems like the structure that you get from being around kids, and number one, well, there's a structure, but then they keep you young, no?
Are
they giving you gray hairs?
No, they give me some gray hairs, I think, going into education and that being my major, and kind of had a weird history with art. Like, I wanted to be a graphic designer. I didn't do too hot in the art history, so I changed majors, and, you know,
there's always that one class is like, oh man.
And then I graduated, and I took a 5-year break because I didn't really want to be a teacher, and, you know, so there's all these routes. Everyone's route is different, but I've had a really supportive family. You know, my parents have been like angels in my life, and I've had a really supportive just a base, you know, that's allowed me. They've helped me out a lot, you know.
So even when you said, I want to be an artist, were they like, here we go, we're going to do this?
They were definitely like, are you sure? Or, you know, why? But my grandpa and my great-grandfather, they were artists. And my mom's dad was he made his living being a carpenter and, you know, and making homes and just really pushing his
working
carpentry.
With his hands.
So I think a part of her, like, because my mom and my dad were educators, but my mom always wished she was like an interior decorator.
So they all have that creative thing in them.
Yeah, even my daughter, like, she just, she just came out like on the Gifted and Talented, and she scored like a 92 out of 100 on creativity, and she's always painting, and she's my real inspiration. Like, she's been like my biggest motivator. And then now I'm having a baby girl number two. So it's like, wow.
Paint some more.
Yeah, I got to paint more and just take in life and just really embrace the position I have, because I do feel lucky. Like, you know, I am in a lot of places, but it's also because...
But you didn't just get there.
Well, Hal Marcus said something really... He said 10% is talent and 90% is how you treat people.
Right.
And
that's sage advice.
Yeah.
Just be cool.
Just be cool. I think I'm always learning that. But even more so now is just learning how to... You know, just support everyone. This art community is getting bigger and more awesome. And there's so many talented artists that it's endless, you know, the endless collaborations. And, you know, and I think now it's like trying to unify, you know, the sister city, El Paso, every artist in it making this like really happen. You know, I think it's El Paso had kind of like with artists, I felt it was more of like a competition. I felt like a little separation. And now it's like, wow. It's
you
like,
see the collaboration everywhere.
See the collab, and then being in Los Visionaries.
How did you hook up with that collective? We talked to Rick. We had Anx here not too long ago.
Victor and Edgar. Well, Edgar's kind of been in my life in a lot of weird ways. He grew up across the street from my grandma's house. And
if you're thinking about Edgar, he's the one that paints the women in blue, right?
Yeah.
They're all blue.
Venus, I guess is his name. Victor was super cool. I did a few shows with them, and then we ended up kind of vibing really well. And they were like, well, we should just get together. And they would go to Horizon, and we'd paint. I was living with a roommate at the time. And then I knew Joey, and then Erica kind of just started collabing. And then we had, just a bunch of us that got along really well. And we wanted to do something bigger than us, you know. I think, like, you just have to kind of respect each other and respect where you're coming from. And being with Joey Delgado and Erica and, you know, just all these talented people, you know, and it's kind of endless, you know, and like getting murals and going and through 6 degrees of separation, like 7 to 11 people, you know, in like, cause Victor is like Mr. Cool. Like I always say, he's like the Thea that everyone talks to in the family. Like,
somebody's got to keep it together.
Yeah. He keeps it together, you know, and yeah, because with artists, I feel, you know, everyone has their talent. Everyone wants to be exposed. But I think now it's like everyone is doing their own thing, like where it's like everyone's flourishing in their own right.
Yeah, but then you see the shows, like the big show that Los Visionaries did last year. You guys are going to do that again this year.
We're going to have a show in April at the Power at the Pass. That's going to be the next big show. They had a show in L.A. recently with like Shepherd Fairey, and it was called Into Action. You know, making connections with Emily Beardmore. Mm-hmm. She does like all the KLEQ stuff and like the MCAT stuff, and she's been great. I've been able to link up with David Hernandez, who does all the museum stuff, and he's been super helpful. And you know,
but it comes from that, right? It comes from like Hal told you, just be nice.
Yeah,
talk to people,
because everyone has a voice. Everyone needs to be heard, you know. And I think like you just gotta respect everyone, appreciate where you're at, and appreciate where. You know, where everyone's at. Because everyone in this art bubble is kind of in the same world, you know? We're all just trying to, like, create and paint and do stuff, make music, or whether it's, like, being an actress or an actor. You know, Austin Savage has been, like, I was at Glassbox for a while, you know? There's just so many, Brett Powers, you know? Like, there's so many, like, hidden artists that people are still haven't really discovered yet.
But that's what's fun about this town.
Yeah, it's so weird. So full of talent, though. And then you have, like, they have, like, Galavera Collective, and you get inspired by Los Dos and what they're doing, and then linking up with Ode Brewing. It was through Jason Lucero, who's like pretty inspiring, and being
in
Maintain.
So
it's just like, wow. Like, I'm just one artist in the whole mix, you know, I'm just one person. So I just do my thing. And
so I ask this question, especially a lot of local artists that are doing their thing, that are present. What piece of advice would you give to an up-and-coming artist?
Oh, man. To an up-and-coming artist is just to, you know, it's going to be hard. No one's going to give you anything in this city. You're going to have to earn it. And, yeah, like the best advice I got was probably from Hell. It was just like, 10% is talent, 90% is how you treat people. That's something that really stuck with me. And Hal Marcus, like, was, like, my mom, like, loved it. Like, she's like, seen him, you know, come up, and she's always, like, loved his artwork. And when I was a little kid, I used to take art classes with him. And remember? And so, you know, having this, and then the Los Visionaries, like, Mike Lopez actually linked us up with him. And it was me, Victor, Edgar, Erica. We all got like a part of this visionary show that Hal Marcus had. And then he would come to our shows. And for him to like just kind of invite me, and he asked me, how old are you? And I'm like, well, I'm 30. Well, I'm 31 now because my birthday was like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Well, I was like, I'm 30. He's like, wow. He's like, I thought you were older because, you know, where you're at 30, I wasn't even there. And I was like, wow. But, you know, there's also factors of Instagram and Facebook and social networking and stuff that I really used as tools to get my art out. And
it's a big deal. I mean, Hal is really good at using all those tools to get his art out. And maybe it wasn't Instagram and Facebook back then, but
he knows how to sell paintings. And he's even having like Valentine around and just people that have been in the game for such a long time and that can kind of, it's how you navigate in the city. It's how you kind of, knowing like when something closes, another door is going to open. And, you know, whether for me, I feel kind of lucky because I've been able to be in all these places, but I've also been able to kind of, I guess there's like different scenes that like, kind of like that I've been able to kind of just.
Yeah, because you're doing restaurant uniforms.
Yeah.
And then you have like a show, and then, you know, it's
trippy.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. When I first started, I was messaging like businesses like, you know, can I hang up my paintings in your, and I think the only one that was like something Labyrinth, it was like Fox Labyrinth, or it was like a jewelry store, and it was like, that was the only place. Everyone else was like, I don't want your stuff up. And I remember messaging like Johnny Cage, dude, and like Austin, like just anyone. And like people didn't, some people responded, some people didn't.
Well, it's cool that you've been fearless, because the robot's everywhere. Yeah. We all know who it is, and now we know that it's yours.
Yeah.
Today, my guest has been artist Diego Martinez. He is the man behind the robot. You can see him at the Art Mash at Ode. It's going to be on last Thursdays from 6 to 9. But you can just pretty much see him everywhere. So if you see the robot, now you know where it came from.
Yeah, definitely.
Today, my guest has been Diego Martinez. Thank you for coming to
State
of the
Arts. Thank you for having me.